My name is Heather White. I teach art history classes at Baylor. Before I begin this segment of Likely Stories, I wanted to let you know that this review acknowledges the existence of sexual desire. If this is not appropriate for everyone in your listening space, you may want to return after this 3-minute segment has ended. Okay, you ready? Here we go. Have you heard of this book, All Fours? I first saw the title in an article about women rethinking marriage and family life. Then a friend texted me asking if I had read this scandalous book by Miranda July. I knew the name Miranda July. I had seen her film, Me, You, and Everyone We Know, when I was in college in the early aughts. At the time, I felt very sophisticated for knowing about this fresh indie film. Jump forward to December 2024, and suddenly everyone was talking about Miranda July and her new book, All Fours. You may have seen the title listed on more than one Best of 2024 book lists. All Fours was a New York Times Top 10 Book of the Year, a Time Magazine Top Book of 2024, one of NPR's Books We Love, and on and on and on. There's a Fresh Air episode from December where Terry Gross chats with Miranda July. I'd highly recommend that too if you're interested. But I'm not Terry Gross, and I'm not Miranda July, and I'm not Time Magazine. So here's what I thought of All Fours as a wife and mother of small kids living in little Waco, Texas. I thought it was brilliant. It was raw and honest and wise and funny. I laughed out loud many, many times while reading. It is a fairly raunchy book, so it might not be for everyone. A friend of mine described it as a very horny story, and there is an infamous scene with a tampon. But this tale is so much more than a sexy walkabout. It's about a woman rethinking marriage, her role as a parent, and her life as a sexual and creative creature. Miranda July examines what it means to be an aging woman in society. She considers mortality and, furthermore, the mortality of our youth. All Fours has been lauded as the, quote, first great perimenopausal novel. I'm a 38-year-old woman, and to be honest, I had not given menopause much thought except when reading an article a few years ago about how humans, whales, and some chimps are the only mammals who experience menopause. Fascinating, right? But in All Fours, I was reminded that menopause is the greatest hormonal change a woman experiences in her lifetime outside of puberty. These two major shifts mark the beginning and end of our reproductive lives. For many of us drowning in the management of our young families and our careers, it's a monumental change waiting just around the corner that we never think about. In this semi-autobiographical narrative, Miranda July guides us through her own messy and powerful perimenopausal transformation as she reexamines her relationships, her career, her sexuality, and her creative potential. You might love it, you might hate it, but I guarantee All Fours will give you plenty to talk about. It might just be one of your top reads of 2025.
Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. You can find this and past episodes on our website at kwbu.org. Look for Likely Stories in the Programs tab.